So perhaps at the time when they were really very focused on their juggling and their skills and enjoying learning their skills and having a bit of a kind of a young person's lifestyle, John Paul was at the helm creating opportunities for them to...
Yeah, it worked if you didn't have too many responsibilities and
things. Yeah.
Which I don't think we did. Not until babies and things came along. Lauren was the first amongst our group.
And there's quite a bit of difference, isn't there, between her and who was the next one, I guess. Richie had one then,
good
did
question.
He?
I mean, Lauren was pretty much the first little baby that anyone had seen.
Richie was involved with Katrina, who had Bob.
I remember Bob
was the same school year, but except, you know, the September before Lauren.
Yeah, but Bob's not Richie's natural son.
No. But Bob used to, I remember Bob coming.
Oh, he used to go on tour, yeah. Got pictures of him and Lauren both on potties.
How will it ever happen to Bob?
He's living in Tom Gwynlice now, I think. So Richard keeps in touch with him, and he does something with computers and but a job where he can work at home but advise people.
Right.
So quite a good income.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, of course, Nevin staged a lot of workshops as well, alongside the shows on tour. And when I left, we divided up some of it, and I've still got some of the unicycles.
Right.
Well, in fact, some of the stilts are still going as well. Yeah, props that must be 25 years old are still good to this day.
That's pretty good. Because that must have been quite difficult, if you know, dividing up and...
Yeah, it probably was a bit... But it worked out. It wasn't too bad. It wasn't too difficult.
Yeah.
No, I think it was all done pretty fairly.
Yeah.
Certainly put a fair bit of work into it all.
Mm. And obviously, we're all still friends and see a lot of each other. Yeah. So.
Well, that was 30 years ago, and you know, only a couple of years ago, we were all in India for Ali's birthday, weren't we?
Yeah.
We'll
be totally.
Pete's 50th shortly as well.
No, nothing but proud of what's been achieved. But yeah, I mean, at the time, it was probably a little bit awkward, but that's what happens.
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah.
Yeah, it was all fair in the end.
So, what do you think the wise Ali would say to the young Ali? I wonder how.
That's not fair. I wouldn't like to answer that.
No.
Well, I don't.
Ali's always been Ali, and Ali's been great.
Yeah,
you know?
But it's developed as it has to be what it is now, and I don't think there would be anything that she would do differently.
No.
I would imagine it's all.
No, I mean, as the Dangerous Duo, we had a lot of disagreements, but probably artistic ones more than anything else.
Yeah.
But because
the bottom line is always good.
Because both of your surnames were Williams, people used to think they were married.
There was one occasion when the lady kept looking at us funny and we didn't know why until she showed us to the bedroom and assumed that we were Mr. and Mrs. Williams, me and Ali. And that's when the penny dropped that she assumed we were married.
Oh, right.
She was very posh. It was a bit of a stately home as well. But she must have thought we made quite an unusual couple.
Yeah, yeah, a married couple who were arguing.
Turning up in a grotty old van outside her very nice manor house. I think her husband worked in the city.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because really,
never
jugglers were very much on the fringe of things, weren't they? You know, they had the clothing and the, you know, the stripy woolly jumpers and bright colours. We don't look at me like that. I know that you all had them.
Well, that was just 80s wear, wasn't it? That was Steve Hallett had the stripy jumpers, particularly. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, lots of it. I remember being busy.
It was the summers. With John Paul, the summers were really busy. The you know, all the way through the summer there would be bookings.
And there was things like Paisley, East Kilbride.
I remember Paisley.
Those were a lot of work. Those were regulars.
Yeah. So what places, you know, do you remember fondly of those years, the places you went to, and which places kind of not such pleasant memories for whatever reason?
I remember one place we all turned up in the trucks, and it was just No Fit State, just us to do. And it might be near Wrexham. And the kids had never seen brown pastry before. And they turned up with some scrumped apples and made an apple pie, and then I think we went to share it with them, and they couldn't get their head around the fact the pastry was brown, because it was wholemeal pastry. And, I don't know, it's just that's a funny little thing to remember. But, yeah. But I think that was just outside Wrexham.
It's all that memory, though, because I can remember going to Castle Milk in Glasgow.
I know of Castle Milk.
We were behind two security fences up there. They had not seen anything like us up there. And
Who was that with?
That was with No Fit State.
Oh, right, OK.
And I can't remember what show, it's one of the early ones, but we were in Castle Mill, and the women got invited to go and play bingo, and the blokes got invited down the social club to play darts. Well, we never played darts or bingo, really, but we went dutifully, and we had kids, just curious kids, but from very poor backgrounds and stuff. And I can remember giving them... my kids a bowl of muesli, or it's sultanas, just a handful of sultanas, and they'd never seen sultanas to nibble on, and I got through bags.
Yeah, I think
sultanas,
it's the realisation that actually, you know, we are probably are quite middle class and all of that. And...
yeah. Or that there's people with far less than what we had, and we didn't often have much either.
No,
really.
No,
a desire to go places and have some fun whilst making a bit of money. Any grim stories of places that you went? Or challenging journeys, or
there must have been loads of them, but we always managed to get out of a hole.
Yeah.
Once we got into a hole.
What holes?
Well, it would have mainly been vehicles breaking down at the worst time.
Yeah. So was there a pig of a vehicle at that time?
Constant maintenance. I did a lot of the maintenance at the time.
Before there was a company mechanic?
I was the company mechanic, as well as a lot of other things.
Yeah.
Partly why I left. Partly why I left, Liz.
Oh, was it? Was that part of the reason, was it?
Yeah. I think Dave Lloyd started taking over the role, and I tried to fix things before they went wrong. But there'd always be the odd, you know, accelerator linkage that would let you down and things like that. But, yeah, I did try and stay on top of the vehicles to avoid those midnight breakdowns.
You see, things fell off vehicles in those days. It wasn't that something went wrong with the electronics or that you couldn't work out what it was, because things tended to snap in half or fall off, didn't they?
Yeah, cables would break or cylinders, seals would go and things. They were pretty good vehicles, to be fair. But they always had to get through an MOT as well, didn't they? I remember having to change the shackle pins, filing out, putting phosphor bronze inserts and having to file them out to get the new pins in. And
people did
like
do
that.
Their own mechanics in those days.
No.
People had to go. It was...
Yeah.
I took the engine out of one of the big trucks, took it somewhere else, had it repaired, had a crack in the block. They did this metal stitching, which sealed it all up, and then put the engine back in. Yeah, I wouldn't want to do that again.
No. So how did it affect you when John Paul... kind of his arts play umbrella kind of crumbled? That was quite a big thing, I remember, at the time.
It was for some people. Not for me, but he'd promised tours to some
left,
people.
Hadn't you already by then, presumably?
Left what?
Mayfair State.
Artspo.
Yeah, this is years after.
Oh, but you're still getting gigs with him.
Well, that's what I did, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, I know it let down quite a few people, but it's all right, you know, and he didn't want to pull the plug on the tour, but that's what he had to do. So, yeah, some people weren't too happy at the time.